NYPD, suspect slashes man in face in unprovoked Manhattan subway attack. By Nick Gilbertson on March 16, 2022. New York City police say a suspect slashed a 27-year-old man in the face Tuesday night while he was waiting for a train at a Manhattan subway station. Police said the unprovoked stabbing occurred at about 6:30 p.m. while the 27-year-old waited for a train at the West 168th Street and Broadway station in Washington Heights, Pix 11 reported. The victim sustained a minor wound and was treated at Harlem Hospital, the New York Daily News noted. He informed officers that he was not familiar with the assailant. The suspect fled the scene and remains on the loose. He is described as light-skinned, in his 30s, about 5'6" and 120 pounds and was wearing blue jacket and gray sweatpants, according to the Daily News. The incident comes as subway crimes have been making headlines in New York City. On March 9, 48-year-old Christian Jeffers, a biological male who identifies as a woman, was arrested for allegedly bashing an Asian man in the head with a hammer at the 14th Street station a day earlier, Breitbart News reported. Jeffers was charged with assault, aggravated harassment, and menacing, all as hate crimes, and criminal possession of a weapon. Jeffers' alleged attack followed another alleged brutal hammer attack at the Queens Plaza subway station on February 24. William Blunt, a 57-year-old homeless man, allegedly repeatedly bashed New York City Health Department scientist Nina Rothschild, 57, fracturing her skull, Breitbart News reported. He also allegedly snatched her purse. Blunt is charged with attempted murder, assault, and robbery. Crime rates have skyrocketed under Democratic Mayor Eric Adams's watch. From the time Adams succeeded former Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., on January 1 through March 13, overall crime has seen a 45.4% jump compared to the same period in 2021, the NYPD's crime statistics show. During the same time period, transit crimes have risen 80.3%, hate crimes are up 113.7%, robberies have registered a 43.5% increase, and rape is up 34.8% compared to last year.